Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Yevamos daf Chav Beis, and we just did the Mishnah, Chaf Aleph and Beis, here in Perek Acholetz. We're in the fourth Perek here in Maseches Yevamos. And the Mishnah spoke about, a case of a Suffolk, right? A Mishnah, person, though he's not supposed to, but he lived with his Yevama, before 3 months, and now you're not sure. And then there's a child, Vinimsa Muber, she comes out, she's pregnant. You don't know if she's pregnant from the dead brother or she's pregnant from the new brother, from the Yavam. So you're not sure. So the Mishnah says, if the Vlad, I'm sorry, that's going to be the next case. That's the second half. But the first half of the Mishnah was that it comes out, he lives with her, and it comes out that she's pregnant already from before. So the question is, if it's a viable baby, so then there was an Isser of Eishes Ach, and the child is kosher, because it was born to the first, the dead husband, and he's Chayav HaKarbon. If it was Bishogeg, he's Chayav HaKarbon, Chatas. If it's for sure, because Isser Chatas, Makam Sheisha, Isser Kari, Isser Dibba Mason. If it made a Vlad Shalkayama, if a Vlad is not Shalkayama, then if it's not a viable baby, so then, the brother could stay married. Yekayim. In the case of Suffolk, if you're not sure who the father is, Ben Tisha Larisha Meshiva Lachron, the baby was born, you're not sure who the father is, so then, Yotzi, he has to get divorced because it's a Suffolk Ashes Ach. If the child belongs to the dead brothers, then he's living in sin. And therefore he has to, you know, if it belongs to him, then it's fine. But if it belongs to the dead brother, so then he's living in sin. And the Vlad is kosher. We'll see. The Vlad is kosher. Again, it's not what status the Vlad is. So we pass in Suffolk Mamzer is going to be kosher. We'll see. The Chayev and Basham Tali. But meanwhile, he is Chayev and Asham, Tali. Good. I take it back. The Vlad is kosher mimanavshach, meaning if the Vlad is, you have to get into Suffolk Mamzer, mimanavshach, if the Vlad belongs to the first, you know, the father is the dead man, and then he was born beforehand or afterwards. So either way, the Vlad is kosher, right? The only question would be is if it was living in sin, and then he had, right, if the person has another, the other has another child with this woman, that would be the only, that would be a question. Okay, this gets into the sugya of Asham Tali. So we know there are the five Ashamos, as the Mishnah says in Ezeo Makoman. Asham Gezelos, Asham Meilos, Asham Shikha Harufa. Most of areas that one does, Bishoge, one brings a carbon chatas. But there are certain situations. There are three sins, and then the two situations, Asham Mitzora and Asham Nazir. And then there's Asham Tali. And Asham Tali is usually brought. The rule is, and Asham Tali is brought in a case where if I know I did an Avera for sure, I would have to bring a Chatas. So then if I'm not sure if I did the Avera, I bring an Asham Tali. So that's the, if I ever find out that I did the Avera for sure, then I have to bring Karban Chatas. Asham Tali, the language of Chazal and Maseches Krisus, I think is just to, protect me from, Yisurin and punishment in the interim. But once the, Karban is, I find out I did the Avera, then I have to, this doesn't work, what I did. Kind of like a parallel to Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa ceremony helps until you find the Horeg. But once you find the Horeg, then you have to punish the Horeg. There is an interesting discussion in Simon Aleph in Arachayim, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses that we're supposed to say Karbanos. Supposed to say the Karbanos every day. Says the, Tur. Parshas HaKarbanos, Tov Yoser Lomer Bayom, Shem HaMacham HaKravas HaKarban, Shazmana Bayom. And you go through each Karban, Shazayim Parshas Ola, when you finish saying the Parshas of the Ola, Yomar Ribon HaOla Mim, Yehira Tzom Lefanecha, Sheyezeh Chashuv Mekuba Lefanecha, Kilu Krafti Ola Bizmana. Right, I should say, Kilu I gave in Ola. V'chein Yomar Achar Parshas HaMincha, V'Hashlamim. Right after each of those, you say the Yehira Tzom. V'Ha'asham. Right, Asham is on the list. Why is that a chiddush? Because look at the next line of the tour. V'yachar parshas achatas loyomar kein l'vishein abab nedava. You can't say that after chatas because you can't say hiratzon. There's no chatas nedava. By an ola, by a shlamin, by a mincha, you can volunteer. But by a chatas, you don't say that because you only bring a chatas if you're mechuyev a chatas. So that's why you don't say that. So you ask the Beis Yosef, and what about Asham? And what about Asham? Right? Why is Asham is put on the earlier list? Right, you can say the Yiratzon after Ola Mincha Shlamim Asham, but after Barjas Chatas, no. So ask the Beis Yosef, quoting the earlier Mefarshim, Aval Asham, Aval Bishin Abab Nadava, but the Mishnah of the Krisus of Chafei, Rab Lazar Omer, Misnade Vadam Asham Tali Bechol Yom. Asham Talui is different. Asham Tali, you know, it's all based on Suffolk. So who knows? Maybe I didn't have Avera. So that was all based on Safik. Misnadi b'chol yom, Amra Avobah ben Buta, Shrei Misnadi v'ashem Tali b'chol yom. So kibab b'nadava is ki'ilu is bab b'nadava. That's why Hashem is on this list. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim argue that you're not misnadi b'chol yom, right? So says the Beis Yosef, kiva debab ben Buta, havi avid be'uvda, okay, there's one Tana that actually did it. What about Asham Vadai? Obviously not on the list. Yeah, on either list. It must be like Chatos. Right, that's an interesting line. Right? He's like, Ve'efshar, Kivan de Shem Asham Ashkechan Shabab and Adava, Vahainu Asham Tali, B'chal Asham Yachaloma Yiratsoshi Zechashav. Wow. I feel who Asham Vadai, Verisho Nira Yoser. Says maybe once there's one Asham, that you could bub in a dava. So then all the Ashamos are on that list and you can say the Hiratzon. This is a lot of lumdus about is Asham, Karban Asham Vada, is that closer to Asham to Chatos? It's Ba al Chait. Or the Avodas are like Asham Talui. The Avodas that they do. Right? Only Chatos is Dalad Kronos. Asham is like Shtaim Shein Arba, like the Ola. And Chatos is done Lamala Michot HaSikra on the top, and the Ashram Talui, the Ola Ashamos are done like Ola, right? Lamata Michot HaSikra. So there's, but this is right here in the Beis Tur Beis Yosef and Simon Aleph in Arachai. Okay, so then we get to the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, major machlokes in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Kol She'ef Shalo L'chal Amar Al Vado En Chayavan Al Sveigo Ashram Talui. Rav Yossi Shita is, if it is a solvable suffix, you don't bring an Asham Tali. Asham Tali is only if it's never going to be figured out. Then, you know, you have to bring an Asham Tali, just okay. But if there's a way that at the moment that you did the Avera, it is really a solvable Avera. So then, let's say, I don't know, you have two pieces, we'll get to this, you have two pieces of meat, one kosher, one not kosher. I eat one of them. And if I would have analyzed it, I could tell which one is kosher, which one is not kosher. I ate one of them, and then the other one is around somewhere, but I could figure it out. So in that case, Rabbi Yossi says there's no Asham Tali. Asham Tali is only if it's an unsolvable suffix, right? That's where you bring an Asham Tali. But if you could be Omid Alvado, you don't bring an Asham Tali. So Hey Chavida, what's the case? You have two kizesim of treif. One is chalev. Chalev is non-kosher fat. One is shuman. Shuman is kosher fat. V'achal echen mehem. I ate one of them. V'chaveir munach b'teva. And the other one is in a closed box. It's in a closed box. V'yamar. Me'achar she'ilu emses ha'mafteach yochani lamar avado. Since if I find the key, I can open the box and see what the other one is. And whatever the other one is, I know this one's the opposite. Ma'ushi chayavan asfeigo ashem tali. So would we be chayavan ashem tali in that case? Meaning, are you chayav Asham Tali if it is solvable? The answer is no. And you learn that from our Mishnah. Nishmina Menadah. What does our Mishnah say? Hakoni says Yivimtov, Nim says Muberes. What happens if he lives with his Yivama and it comes out that she's pregnant? What does the Mishnah say? You wait and see if it's viable. You don't bring a carbon in the interim. You wait and see if it's viable on either zero or chatos. Right? Either he did nothing wrong. Midaraisa or chatos. So actually, Yivadalo ben Kayama, oh, who ain't ben Kayama, maybe, right? If before he finds out what it is, does he bring anything? No, he doesn't bring anything. He's waiting to see if it's viable or not. So Hada Amra, so our Mishnah proves she'eno maybe. So you don't bring if it is solvable and you're waiting. And even if you lost the key and you can never get the key, but conceptually, this is a solvable suffix at the moment that you did the Avera, so therefore there's no Asham Tali. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rav Amar, Rav says the opposite. Rav says, Kol She Eifshar. It should be like Eifshar. That's how we understand it. Whether you have that Girsa or not, that's what it is. Kol She Eifshar Lo Alam Avaduyo. Rav says, no. If it's impossible to ever answer the Suffolk, Kol She Eifshar Lo Alam Avaduyo, Ein Chayavan Al Sveiko Asham Tali. So again, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Only if it's unsolvable. If it's solvable, you don't bring an Asham Tali. Rav says, if it's not solvable, then you don't bring an Asham Tali. Ain't chayav al sveiko Asham Tali. Why? Because the whole svara of Asham Tali, it's a temporary protective measure. So if it's never going to be solved, that's not an Asham Tali situation. Asham Tali means until I bring a chatos, so then I take the Asham Tali and that protects me. That's what Rav says. Rav says, if it's solvable, then you bring an Asham Tali. Rabbi Yossi says, if it's solvable, you don't bring an Asham Tali. That's the machlokas here we have. So hey chavida, so meaning what's the case according to Rav? You have two pieces. And then he ate one of them. At the moment that he ate that one, it was a solvable suffix. And then a bird came and ate the second one. Me'achar shehu, switch the girsa. Me'achar shehu, yachol lamad al vadayo, since at the moment that he ate piece number one, he could have found out, right? He could have found out exactly whether he did the avera or not. Therefore, chayavin al seigu Hashem tali. That's your chayavin Hashem tali. That's Rav Shita. If it's solvable, then you're chayavin Hashem tali, because then this Hashem tali is protecting you in the interim. Avalamachal or reif tchila. But if first the bird ate one of the pieces, and then he ate the second piece. So at the moment that he ate that piece, there's no way he'll ever figure out whether it is, whether he is chayiv, whether he actually did the aveir or not. So in that case, me'acher, she'eno, yocholam an avadayo. I'm right, I flipped the girsa. Ein chayav an aseik Hashem tali. So that's why in that case, he's not chayiv an Hashem tali. So that is the shita of Rav, how he reads that, Mishnah. Again, Hashem tali is only, according to Rav, if it is solvable, right? And therefore, it's a temporary measure. If it's not solvable, then there's no Hashem Tali. According to Rabbi Yossi, he said the opposite. Says the Gemara, but one second. Doesn't Rav have a different factor? Lo chein amar Rav v'hu sheyochiach lefanav chelev barur. In Bavli language, that means ikva isura. What does that mean? Doesn't Rav say that the only factor is whether the Isser for sure existed? What does Ikva Isura mean? If I have a piece of meat in front of me, I'm not sure if it's kosher or not kosher. That's not called Ikva Isura. The Isser is set, right? If I have two pieces, I know one for sure is treif. I don't know which one. That's called Ikva. That's a more serious suffix where I know for sure the Isser exists. So ask the Gemara, and there's a machlokas, whether you need Ikva Isura for Hashem Tali. Do you need the Isser for sure to have been present that you just don't know whether you violated it or not? Or not. Or any suffix. You're not sure if it was kosher or not. Lo Ikva Isura. So Gemara asks, doesn't Rav say that you have to have Ikva Isura? Isn't that the only factor? And it doesn't matter whether you have, it's a solvable or not solvable suffix, right? By the way, this is very exciting, this stuff over here, because it's Yerushalmi about Kutchim. So just keep that in mind, right? Because we don't have any of those. Suva, we only have the fake one that the Chofetz Chaim and the Achayezer proved to us that it was a forgery. But, so doesn't Rav say that, you have to have Beis Chatichos, you have to have Ikvi Isura? And isn't this the only factor? Right? That's the question, right? Isn't this the only factor? That's the language of Karban Eda. Ha'im Hayasham Vadai Isur. If you have Ikvi Isura, aren't you Chayiv even if it is unsolvable? So Gemara answers no. Rav holds there are two factors. Af agav de Rav Amar v'hushi yochiach lafan of chelav barur. Even though Rav holds it has to be a clear piece of chelav there, still modu v'hushi hacha shiyachol lamad avado. It has to be only where you'll be able to figure it out, right? Rav has two factors for Hashem Tali. It has to be ikva isura. It has to have the isra been present, and it has to be a solvable suffix. If you're missing either of those, you're not going to bring an Hashem Tali. Says the Gemara. Masdisa, remember how we get into this whole discussion? Because of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah proved like Rabbi Yossi, right? Because until he finds out whether it's a viable baby or not, he does nothing. That's how we read the Mishnah. And therefore, you see that if it is solvable, then you don't bring an Hashem Tali. If it's not solvable, then you bring an Hashem Tali. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is going to ask about Rav. So Masdisa, pliga Rav. First, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. A Tosefta, isn't this against Rav? Depending, what your first Rebbe said will depend how you pronounce this. Is it Koi or is it Kevi? Okay, Koi, that's how I've heard it. Koi, right? Koi is the animal that is a Suffolk Chaya, Suffolk Behema. Different Pshatim in the Rishonim, was a Koi produced by two different animals? Is it just a, type of species that we're not sure? Suffolk Chaya, Suffolk Behema. What's the difference? There's two Nafkaminas that the Gemara always brings for Koi, Chaya and Behema. Why the Chelev? The chalev of a behema is usher to eat. The chalev of a chai is mutter to eat. Right? The behema does not have a mitzvah of kisi adam. A chaya has a mitzvah of kisi adam. So those are always the two sfeikas, two halachas that are brought as an afkamin is between chai and behema. See, we're talking about chalev. So kai, Reb Elazar Omer, chayev an achalbo, Hashem Tali. If I eat the chalev of a kai, so I'm chayev an Hashem Tali. Oh, ma'avad Rav. One second. According to Rav, an unsolvable suffix does not bring an Hashem Tali. This is unsolvable, right? It's an inherent solving. We don't know what a Koy is. Is it a Chaya? Can't ask anybody, right? So, right? Or we quote this sometimes in the sugyas of androgynous or Ben Ashmashes, right? So, so Gemara asks, so what does Rav say? Mavad Rav, so how would Rav say that you're Chayav and Hashem Tali? It's an unanswerable question. Answer, Patar Lach, Chaluk and Adiv Rebbe Lazar. Right, he would say the answer is that, you know, Rebbe Lazar argues, right? The Chum argue on Rebbe Lazar, right? Rebbe Lazar says in this Tosefta that the Chayav and Hashem Tali, right? But the Rabbana would argue on that. That's only a Das Yachid. But it's only a Das Yachid. Therefore, you could say that, Rav would say that you're not chayav and Hashem Talui for eating the chalev of a kai, right? Would you say it's solvable because Eliyahu Navi could come and tell you it's solvable, right? The answer is maybe not. Why? Because it could be that it is an unsolvable suffix. Maybe it's a din suffix, as we have said, right? It's like, Ben Ashmashas, like that Ritva and Mesechas Yuma, there of Salvechik, like the quote. It's a din suffix. It's mixas yo, mixas lila, the elements of both. An androgynous might have parts to both. So here too, okay. Good. Says the Gemara, Masi simply got Rav. The following Mishnah seems to be against Rav. The Mishnah increases. The Mishnah says, Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel kodesh. I have two pieces of meat in front of me. One chulin, one hektish. The assumption of this Mishnah, this is a machlokas elsewhere, but the assumption of this Mishnah is, what have we said already? That you bring an Asham Tali when if you would have done the Aveira for sure, you bring a Chatas. What happens for those three aveir sins that you bring carbon asham for? Right? Asham gezelos, asham ilos, asham shivcha harufa. So there's a machlokas. Whether you'd bring in asham tali for doing those situations of suffik. Some say no, it only has to do with chatas. But this Mishnah is assuming that you'd bring in asham tali for doing those aveirs besuffik also. So, if you have two pieces of meat in front of you, chadish achul and chadish achel kodesh. I'm not sure which I ate. I ate the hektish one or I ate the chulin one. Maybe Hashem Tali. You bring an Hashem Tali there. Good. So achal as a shnia. What if I ate both pieces? I ate the second piece. Then for sure I ate the hektish. So maybe Hashem Vaday. Then you bring an Hashem Vaday. Right? One of the averis is mi'ila. Illegally benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. If you do that, you bring a carbon asham, not a carbon chatas. Hashem Vaday. Achal as a rishona. What happened if I ate the first one? Uba acher v'achal as a shnia. And then somebody else came to eat the second piece. So then, the first guy, it's solvable at the moment that he did the Avera. So there's no problem that the first guy brings an Hashem Tali. But the second guy, that's like, a bird ate the first one, and then I eat the second one. So, Zem, maybe Hashem Tali, Zem, Hashem Tali. So the Mishnah says that they broke an Hashem Tali. But the Gemara says, Nicha Rishon, maybe Hashem Tali. I understand that the first one is bringing Hashem Tali. Because according to Rav. Because at the moment that it did the Avera, this was a solvable suffix. And therefore, you bring an Hashem Talui. Shani Lama. What about the second one? For the second one, there's one piece. He eats it. There's no way to ever find out whether he did an Aveir or not. So, Kashan Rav. Because again, Rav says you're only bringing an Hashem Talui if it's a solvable suffix. Amar Rav Yosa. Tiftar. Rav would interpret as follows. Shahaisa Chaticha Gadola. The second one was a big piece. He only ate some of it. It was a big piece. V'yachal Chetzia V'niyachetzia. So it is a solvable suffix. This is solvable suffix. And maybe something then happened to the second half of the piece. Right? But he only ate half of it. So therefore, that's how Rav would answer. Good. So now we get to our Mishnah. So what does Rav do with our Mishnah? Masdisa pliga al Rav. Right? The Mishnah is against the Rav. Why? Savi, the seifa of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is seifa, meaning the seifa of our Mishnah, the first half of our Mishnah is a solvable suffix. You see if it's viable or not. Right? But it's definitely a son of the first brother. But the second part of the Mishnah, Savig ben Tisha l'Rishon, Savig ben Shiva l'Achron, you're not sure who the baby is. Who's the father? Who's the father? The dead brother or the Yavam? So you're not sure. So in that case, Yotzi v'Avlad Kasher v'Achai v'Ad Hashem Talui. So you have to be Motzi because maybe he's living in sin. The Vlad is Kasher as we said, Mimanavshach. The baby is fine. It's either the son of the first one or the son of the second one. But he's not a Mamzer, right? V'Achai v'Ad Hashem Talui. And he's chayiv and Hashem Talui, says the Mishnah. One second, it's an unsolvable suffix. We don't assume, I don't know, nowadays DNA, but either way, at that time, right, there was no way to figure it out. So how could Rav say you're chayiv and Hashem Talui? Hare, Iefshar l'chalam al adoyo, you can never figure it out, but chayiv and Hashem Talui. So answers the Gemara, no. At the moment he did the Aveira, it was still a solvable suffix. What do you mean? Amar Reb Yosef, Kaimer Reb Zeira, Kumi Reb Chia Barva. Reb Yosef said this. Reb Chiski Reb Chia Barva, Kaimer Reb Zeora, Kaiminan. What exact moment is the Avera done of an Isser Arias? Me'achash Yachol Laharos Olifrosh. We know there are different stages of a Maisa Bia. There's Ha'ara and there's Gemar Bia. Ha'ara is just Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly Ha'ara is, but it's the beginning of the Maisa Bia before there's a ejaculation, before there's a Hazra into the woman. So at that moment, it's already considered Maisa Bia. So at that moment, it's the Avera. At that moment, if he pulls out and he stops and he does not complete the Bia, you'll be able to tell whose baby it is. Because if there's a baby in there, then it's from the first brother. And if it's his baby, it's from him, right? If she's not pregnant. So because if you stop time at that moment, you stop at T1, the beginning of the Maisa Bia, which is a halachic Bia for many purposes, right? For Isurim. And so because at that moment you stop time, and you can know if it's from him or it's from somebody else. You consider that as if at the moment it did the Avera, it is a solvable suffix. It's as if, you know, the other piece was sitting there, and therefore it is, that's how Rab would read the Gemara. Rab would say, Yechayv Anashim Tali, because that is considered a solvable suffix, period. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam has I'll go out on a limb here, a famous Shita, but we'll make it famous if it's not as famous. The Rambam says that the principle of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabanan, meaning mi d'oraisa suffix d'oraisa l'kula. The Rabbanan came along and said, Sabek Daraisa L'chumra. Right? That's the Chiddush. So the Rashba asked the Baam Kasha on the Rambam. Asham Tali. Right? Asham Tali. What's Asham Tali? I'm not sure if I did an Avera, I have to bring a carbon. What do you mean? If the whole principle of Sabek Daraisa L'chumra is a Din Rabbanan, I can get a carbon for that. I can get a carbon for that. Right? That's the Kasha of the Rashba. The first Shmaitza talks about this. It's Rashba in Kedushin Dafayin Gimel. That's the Kasha of the Rashba. Doesn't Asham Tali, doesn't that ruin the Rambam Shita? So some say, it's Machlokas at the Girsa in the Rambam. Some say the Rambam would agree by an Isser Karis. The Rambam would agree, Savi Daraisa L'chumra by an Isser Karis. He only says it by non-Isure Karis. That's one suggestion. The Kesef Mishnah quotes that suggestion. In the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis. The problem is, our Girsa of that Rambam says explicitly not so. The Rambam says, all sfeikos are lakula, bein betuma, bein b'machalas asuros, so far so good, bein barayas, vishabasos, right? That's Isser Karis, right? So our gears of the Rambam is, I'm reading the Frankel right here, that you can't say, have that suggestion. So the answer that some achronim gave Rav Shimon Shkop and Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shiurim, they say, even if you say savik daraisa lakula, even if you say that, Hashem knows if it's asur or not. Hashem knows, right? So I daraisa l'kula, and therefore I can eat this. I ate this piece, right? Whatever it is, Hashem knows if I did an aveir or not. So you were allowed to do it halachically. But what if libo nokfo afterwards? You're like, you know, I don't know if that was asur or not. Halachically, I was allowed to do it, but libo nokfi. So that's why, if you don't have a problem with it, this is the halacha. Boom, I'm fine. Then don't worry about it. But if libo nokfo. Right, that's right. The fact that Savi Darabanan Lakula doesn't mean that the suffix is Hufshatz Leheter. By a Savi Darabanan, maybe. But if it's Asur, says Rabbi Chanan, Ein Sveikos Mutarim Betaris Vadai, Ubisavi Chalev, Im Kami Shmaya Galya Shu Chalev, Be'emes, who is Sir Gomor, Elosh, Inanu Chayev and Lachush Shemuhu Chalev, Avalon Be'emes U Chalev, Achal Dvar Isser, Vyalzet Sar Glavi Asham, Delibo Nokfo, Shem Achal Chalev, Vavidi Sura. Right, so he says, but then he said, and don't tell me that because you're allowed to do it, obviously it's called ones. And then he goes through a whole paragraph why you wouldn't say that. But obviously the Rashba holds that no, if you're allowed to do it, then it's mutter. We have brought some tali for something that you're allowed to do. You can't say that. Achar achilaso in sark lachos shem ayichelav. The meiza tam nachos. That's not iser. The meiza was mutter. Okay, that's a little bit about some tali. We continue. Says the Gemara. Man and kaimin. The Mishnah said. What did the Mishnah say? If you have what's the safe of the Mishnah? If you're not sure if it's a 7th month baby or a 9th month baby, how do you ever have that type of suffix? A 7th month baby or a 9th month baby? In Bishabal Alacham, he says Baila Miyad. If the Yavam lives with her right afterwards, right after the brother died, then Hukar Ubar Lachar Shlosha Chadashim, and the Ubar becomes Nikar. Switch that word to 3. Nisti Betishla Zevel Azeh. meaning if the Yavam lives with her right after the husband died, then it should be, you're not sure if it's a 9 month of this guy or 9 month of that guy. Not 9 month or 7 month. Ben Shiva Lazel is there. Is it a 9 monther or is it a 7 monther? So what must be the case? Maybe the Yavam lived with her after 2 months. That she became clearly pregnant 3 months after that, meaning 5 months after the Yavam died, the brother died. So that meaning, and you're telling me that it's possible for a woman not to show her pregnancy until after 5 months, right? If that's the situation. So then the Mishnah later on, Adaf Kafhei, which says how long you have to wait before getting remarried, it shouldn't be after 3 months. So what's the case that our Mishnah says you're not sure if it's a 9 monther or a 7 monther? It must be this case. The Yavam was with her after 40 days. And then 50 days later, 90 days, meaning 3 months after the brother died, that's where. So in that case, 90 days after the Misa of the Rishon, and she gave months 7 months after the Yibum, in quotes. So there's a suffix 9 months, suffix 7 months. And the Gemara says, just because of this possibility, it seems like, Shmamino, you learned from here, the fact that there could be if you're not sure if it's a 7 monther or a 9 monther, and there could be hukar ubra after 50 days, after 90 days, she'isha yoledes chadashim shleimim. So you see, for instance, sometimes, a woman could have hukar ubra, but you still don't know, she could have hukar ubra before the end of the first trimester, right? She still might have a full pregnancy, based on this chash, like the Mishnah says. And Ashmamina Shein Shnei Yetziros. You also realize that there are two types of pregnancies. There's a 7 month pregnancy, as there's a 9 month pregnancy. That's what you get seemingly from the Mishnah. It seems to be treating it as two different possibilities. Ashmamina, and also Shaisha Yoledes Machadasham Lumukutan, and also the fact that it could be a 9 month pregnancy, but if you do the math, it's not a full 9 months. It must be that a woman could give birth in the middle of the 9th month. And it's still considered a 9 month pregnancy, period. Now the Gemara switches. And you learn from that Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hey. What do we say on Daf Chaf Hey? That right after 3 months, do Yibam. Right? Atshma Minash, Aisha Mis Muberes, Eina Choseres Misaberes. Once a woman's pregnant, she can't become pregnant again. Right? Or else, then you would say that, then you really have a mix up of, even if she's pregnant or not pregnant for the first husband, maybe she'll get pregnant again for the second husband. Right, once you learn that from the Mishnah, not from, I guess, from science of the times. But the Eino Choseres Umisaberes. And that's where you can get married right after that. Atshma Minash Ishein Misaberes, Bishabi Adam Kachas. And also, a woman cannot become pregnant from two different men. Once she's pregnant from one, she's not getting pregnant from the other. Says the Gemara, Uplik al Rabbana Dagadata. Is this against the Rabbanan of the following Agada? The Rabbanan Dagadata Omrim. The pasuk says, "By Goliath, vayetsi ish habeinayim, a man goes out, vayetsi ish mi beinayim, mi machanos haplishtim, Goliath shmo migat." So the pasuk says, "Mi machanos haplishtim," and the pasuk continues, "Vumadaber imam bihine ish habeinayim ole, Goliath haplishti shmo migat, mi maarchos plishtim." From the battlefields of the Plishtim. But we darshin mimea arlos Plishtim. From 100 foreskins. What does that mean? Sheheruba mea arlos Plishtim. That there were 100 men that were with Goliath's mother the night she became pregnant. And they all contributed to the pregnancy. So you see that there are a lot of men that could contribute to a pregnancy. So how could we say that you can't become pregnant from two different men? Amar Mitanya. Within the first 3 days, before the zera, before the zera becomes putrid, so then it's possible, right? And that's by Goliath. However, scientifically, that could be explained. Here we're talking about Yavam and Yibam, and 3 months later, so there's nothing to talk about. So that's why we were talking about in the Sefer Kfod Chachamim. I saw in the back he says. Maybe that's how Goliath became who he became. He had the strength of 100 men, right? Kamash v'lan apasik bazet kocho gvura social Goliath shaybo koach gavra shal mea kochos shay kulam shutafim ba umikochem ba kocho. But also that's why he had 100 times of tuma inside of him also. V'gam l'nikoach shal sitra achra ma'afreshe misbar mea kochos V'David ayakocho b'kedusha. Was that David hekim? David was making mea brachas, the mea and the hundred. Okay, so based on the pasuk. Okay, minayin shtei yitziros. Where do you see? Is there a remez in the Torah for the two yitziros? Yitzira of a 7, a 9 month of zira b'shem Rav Huna vayitzer. Even though the Bavli darshens this in a different way, vayitzer yitzira l'shiva yitzira l'tisha, a 7 month or the 9 month. Notes are l'shiva. If there's a baby that's born, that's a 7 month baby, but no l'shmon, and he's born a month later, chaye. He's going to live for sure. He's even stronger. He stayed in his mother's stomach an extra month. Kol shekein l'tisha, surely, if he turns out to be a full term. Notes are l'tisha, v'nola l'shmona. But if he's supposed to be a 9 monther and he was born a month early, right, according to Chazal had this idea about 8 months being not viable. Ein achaya. What about notes are l'tisha, v'nola l'shiva? Switch the girsa. We said a 9 monther born 8 months is not going to live. What about a 9 monther born 7 months? Is there something magical about the 8th month, or is it just too early? So the Gemara says, Isachami, the Yerushalmi thinks it's just too early. Im l'shmoni n'chaya lo kol shekein l'shiva. If it's born a month early, it's not going to live. The 7th month. So again, Bisman Hazeh, we know that babies have the ability. Ba'on kumi Rabbi Yevo, minan leben shiva shu chaya. How do you know? They asked Rabbi Yevo, the non-Jewish wise man asked, how do you know a 7 monther lives? Amarlon mididchon, from your language, from your Greek language, anayav lachon, I'll bring to you. The next 4 words, there's like 5 different girses that are there. We'll go with one of the girses. Zita ipta ita avtu. What does that mean? Zita means to live, and zita means 7. That's how you know 7, I guess from the word like 7 also. Zita with a S, and ita means he'll die, and ita means 8. Get 8 is also ita, and the S and the E. But anyway, some girsi is saying, even from your language, you know, 7 is live and 8 is die. Okay, so now we have a number of cases. Maybe we'll do the first one. So when we have this case of a Savi, you don't know who the father is. You don't know who the father is. So let's do the first one. What happens? The child, who you don't know who his father is, right? This baby is either the son of the dead brother or the son of the Yavam. He comes and wants to take Yerusha from I want my father's stuff. But he doesn't know who the father is, right? He says, my father's the dead brother. I want to yarshan him. So Amrin le hani avich. They say, no. Your father's the Yavam. Sorry, we're not giving you anything. B'ayavam li tochelko shel achiv. And if the Yavam comes, right, and wants to take, okay, well, a real Yavam is Yarshin's the dead brother. So the Yavam says, I want to Yarshin my brother, right? The Yavam gets Nichse Yaviv. Amr Lehani Bray. They say, no. Actually, this is your son. This is his son. And he's supposed to get it. So, okay, so what do they do? What do they do if he's this machlokas between, so, Osin Shifios Benim. You gotta make a compromise. Shifios like a pshara. Umachalk and Nichse Yameis. So they split it, and the Suffolk baby and the Yavam will split it because it belongs to one of theirs. Nimsas Omer, so it comes out, Shifyos La'achin, Hefsa La'achin. And if they could come and make a deal, then it'll only go, they'll split it between the Suffolk baby and the brother, and the other brothers get nothing. Other brothers get nothing here. Hefsa La'achin. Tachris Ba'achin, if it comes out, I don't know, that they can't compromise and they're just stuck. So then, schar la'achin. Maybe the other brothers will get some of it. But it's good to compromise here for the two of them, even though it's going to hurt the other brothers. That is all, number one, if they're coming just to take this Yerusha of the brother. Meis hazakein, we're not going to do this now, and what about when the grandfather dies? We're going to go through all the cases about, you know, what do you do in all these cases of suffix? The rule is going to be, amozi v'chayr l'avaraya, insoi mozi v'devadai. That's going to be the yisodos that are going to come up from all these cases. Okay, we'll stop here.